Aaron.
Hello.
Okay. How are you doing?
Okay.
Okay. Good.
So.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I sent a Rav Ochanan, which I would like to read because I think he is somewhat background and it's highly debatable. There's a Birkas Shmuel that says very similar to Rav Ochanan, but not necessarily the same, of course. Right? So basically, let's read this Rav Ochanan. It's Kobe Sa'ara Simon Yud Aleph Ayis Aleph. So he has like this. He says that he has a kasha. Taisis quotes this Gemara in Pesachim, and the Gemara in Pesachim says that by Yevimto, if you came on Yevimto Nida Kavin Mitzvah, then the Gemara has a kasha Ishtanami Kavin Mitzvah. Okay, so Tavis, he wants to know why by Yevamah, you're doing a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah bar b'aveira. If your whole mitzvah bar b'aveira is a psul deraisa, so it comes out that midiraisa, you didn't get a mitzvah. Mitzvah bar b'aveira pashas is a psul deraisa. So a mitzvah that's done b'aveira, if you shake a stone in lulav, so you had to go through, if you steal a lulav, and then you shake it. So the Avera was a prerequisite for the mitzvah. So an Avera, which is a prerequisite for a mitzvah, passes the mitzvah. So here, in
But
order to
lulav, there's a
do
special thing there, though, no?
what?
A lulav is a special din about lulav. It's not necessarily a mitzvah of avera, right?
Okay, I do not know. So take a different example. I don't know. You're better bekiyas than me, okay?
That's my memory.
There's
Okay.
another problem, but on the first day, it has to be lachem. But the
Right,
second,
okay.
right, that's also another thing,
No,
yeah.
but that's
Second
saying
day,
you were
the Rambam
kind
says, is mitzvah of avera
of.
issue.
And then you're kind of. There's ways that God of can be kind of a little. So I think then it would be, I thought it was a mitzvah.
There's an einish we give him that we don't let him be kainet or something like that.
Okay, I'm not familiar.
Okay. I think that's the
Okay.
difference, right?
Okay, I don't know. I take it back. But there is definitely a din of mitzvah about Vader. So the question of Ochanan's question is, so here the mitzvah is doing the bia. You can't do the bia without being over on nida. Now, there's, and so you're doing in the process of doing the mitzvah, you did an aveira right now. So there should be a psua, mitzvah above aveira should pass on the mitzvah. Okay, so what is the answer? And then he says, the cloud, the whole Gemara Pesachim makes no sense. How do you ever have a case that there's no chatzis because you did a mitzvah? Because it should always be a mitzvah above aveira. Okay.
Where's Rebbe reading from?
The Rav Ochanan Wasserman, the Kobe Sa'aris, Simon Yud Aleph, Zif Aleph. I actually sent it out this morning. I was a good boy. I sent it out. But
My
okay.
fault.
What?
My
You
fault.
got it.
Sorry.
So he says, Yesh Leimar, the time of the mitzvah above Avera no ma'ani nevato as kiyam ha-mitzvah. Although vato is a hechsher, shachau idea ma'isa. Kol she'ovar umo b'shabes shabes mana. The apto osa Avera we go ha-mila k'shera. Meilin is kaim ha-mitzvah gam kem. Ha-mitzvah hi she'yeh ha-tinek nimo. Ve'humo mila k'shera. The mitzvah 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 mitzvah.
He makes a split between the action itself and the result.
of the action.
Right.
The hakam of a guy is.
I'm not sure what his svar is.
How come somebody has somebody who's a guy who was a kid, right? He has to himself have a mila. Lamaisa, why do we say that's not a good mila? Lamaisa, at the end of the day, the kid was mile.
Okay, because that's not a mila. The definition of a mila is a mila done by the shame mitzvah.
Yeah, the kid was mile. That's every single thing. No, that's not a mila. It's not, thing.
You have to have a mila, the shame mitzvah. Goy,
if a knife fell off the mountain and they did the mila by accident.
The Gemara talks about that case, actually.
You'll have to do a Tofas Dan Bris then.
They talk about the same thing by Shechita. If a knife goes flying.
Yeah, it has to be done. Pastor.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, at the end of the day,
that's the point.
I'm saying at the end of the day,
that's
it was
the point.
What?
At the end of the day, it was mile. You got to take saw.
Well, that's not true. It's not called a mila. That's called an operation. A mila means cut the shame mitzvah.
So over here also, mitzvah b'bavera, it's not called a mitzvah, the maisa at the end of the day, you got to take saw.
A mitzvah b'bavera doesn't mean the etzem maisa is not there.
Yes, it does, because it's possible.
No, it's a double mila. It's not the same thing as not having a maisa in the first place.
Let's try and say over what he's saying. So I'm not sure what he's saying. It sounds like, except for the last line, it sounds like he's saying what I thought he's saying, and I think the Birkei Shmuel says, is that the mitzvah b'avav aveira can take away the ma'isa mitzvah. But if there's a result, you can't deny that the result is here. And if the mitzvah is the result, so then you got the result. So then you got the mitzvah, no matter whether it's an aveira or not, the result's here. So if the result
that's in a physical thing, you can say that. But with the yavam, it's not a physical result; it's a kinyan.
So the kinyan is here. So
why is that any less of a kinyan is here?
Then you got the mitzvah. That's the result. So we saw that's what I thought he was saying.
So according to that, the lashon of Tosfos is not good.
What?
The lashon should say hareza nikna, not konui.
Yeah, kana is the result. It's kana.
All right.
So the mitzvah is a ma'isa, so you can say there's no ma'isa mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is the result, the mitzvah is to save someone's life. So you saved his life. You didn't aver it to save his life. You can't deny you saved the life. The result's here. The mitzvahs do ashavas aveda. You can't deny that the aveda was returned. The mitzvah is to redo a bris mila. You can't deny that a bris mila was done.
So that's what I'm asking that case. So how come we can't say?
We answered that that's not called a bris mila. Because when it's done idea guy, it's not a bris mila. But here it was done a shame mitzvah mila. So they can't deny that a mila was done. So the same thing he's saying, that you can't deny that a kinyan yibun is done. So you have the results. You have the results. You got a mitzvah. The only thing I'm not sure if that's what he's saying, because then there's no reason why he should add the line of Avero he begup amaisa below betotzael. Right? That line doesn't fit into what I just said, because that's not the vart. The vart is that you can't undermine the results. Even if the Avera was in the results, you wouldn't undermine the results.
And maybe also, Rebbe, where it's physical, that is a kinyan. But where Rebbe said that yesterday there's nikna mishmayim, then it's all dim mishmayim. So the Torah doesn't want it, then why would they give him that result? Bishlam, it's physical. So, okay, it's physically mild. But over here we say, that no, the Torah is going to give him the kinyan.
It's funny that like already the sugya of kol my damer rachman lo savidi yavin mahani?
I don't know.
That's the kash and the whole sugya then, no?
But that's, yeah. But no, but the line here, the line, I don't know. I can answer that question. I don't know whether, but the line, why, you know, the fact that he says this line, sounds like he's saying a different svara. It's not, it sounds like he's saying, because in order to have a dim mitzvah b'avera, the avera and the mitzvah have to overlap. And if the mitzvah is on the result and the avera is on the ma'isa, they don't overlap. right? But as it sounds like Lu Yitzur the Aveira was on the Tosa, so you would have a mitzvah above Aveira. I was saying this Svara. I thought that way. That's the way I remember this Svara. I think that's the way Rabbanu Peir says this Svara, that a Tosa cannot be, you cannot deny a Tosa. But you know, he said it would sound like he's saying before. You know, so you can't deny the fact that he's mo. So therefore, Mimele, you got the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is the kid is mo. But I'm not sure if that's his svara or his svara that they don't overlap.
How does he know there's no aver in the kinyan?
What?
How does Rabbi Chanan know there's no aver in the kinyan part? How does he spout those two things?
Nida is not an avera to make a kinyan. If you mekadesh a woman who's a nida, there's no avera. Person's a chuppas nida is mutter. You know how to do a chuppas nida. It's nothing wrong. So the avera is only the bia. So there's no avera in the kinyan.
I'm saying,
but if it would be like
the kinyan's in the bia, the kinyan's from the bia. The kinyan is not separable.
It's not the kinyan, whether you made a kinyan or not. It's totally irrelevant to the Aveira. The Aveira is the Bia. Whether you do a Bia with the Kenyan, without a Kenyan, you get the exact same Aveira. So by the Aveira is the Bia, and the Kenyan is the result. And so so there's no din of mitzvah bav Aveira.
Would Rebbe say the same thing by stealing, that somebody who steals something is kind of the stealing is the Aveira, and the Kenyan is just a result of the stealing?
Yeah, probably. But then, I don't know.
Isn't the Kenyan gazelle itself like an unusual Kenyan?
What?
The mitzvah. But okay. That's your rabbi.
Try to put it in your respect, Zayla.
Yeah, the Kenyan gazelle is not a stam Kenyan. Isn't that like a whole Torah's classic Kenyan to be chayev on the
Okay, here also it's Menachem Mayim.
Okay, anyway. So that's him. So that's
yeah, but
his so his thing is,
Rabbi, do we know what the din would be if he was did kedushin with bia, if that would work? If let's see the kedushin with bia, there's three ways to do kedushin. So he does kedushin with bia. Well, do we know then what the halacha would be there? What?
Yibim is essentially kedushin with bia.
Is this the same thing?
Bia. Well, the Gemara makes a kav chomer you from kedushin from Yibim, right?
Kedushin bia with anida. Okay, I don't know. The Chayra, the way he's setting it up, is a Kenyan. The mitzvah is a Kenyan, and that's no Aveira, so it should work. That's what would seem
only
to come.
Anything should be called a Chomer, meaning because in the case of Yibum, the only way you can do the Kenyan is through Bia. With Kedushin, at least there are other ways he could do it, so those ways would work, so then for sure it should work by that case.
The Chayra, it should work, yes. Okay.
Would there be enough gemina in a case like by Cohen Lagrusha where there's at least some Rishonim hold as an Isser in being married?
I don't know. They're not. I said by neither. There's no Isser being married.
Right, because it's not. But according to Vachanan, like that is what about in the case where there is an Isser in having the
Kedusha? Maybe. Okay, but let's continue. Became all the Yishleimar. Oh, so there we says by Mamzer that the kiyum of the mitzvah is a result that you have children, and the bia is only a hechsher, and the aveira is in the bia. So for you have a son, and then he says at the end, so therefore here is good.
What's the therefore by the mamzer?
It says that a mamzer the mitzvah is to have a kid. So the fact that you did an Aveira, that you had Bia with a Chayve Krisis, the mitzvah is not the Bia, the mitzvah is the result, you have a child. So maybe you get a mitzvah approval. So and
even if the kid's a mamzer.
What?
Even if the kid's a mamzer.
Yes.
And by the way,
because you have Bia with a Chayve Krisis. So why don't we say it's a mitzvah above Aveira? So his answer is because the Aveira is in the Maisa, and the Mitzvah is the result. The Mitzvah and the result don't line up. So that just finishes the...
Someone's boiling ashes, he'll get Puruvu from that kid.
Yes. So then, so just to finish here, so he says, so on the back in the first paragraph, so, the Kebi Nivim Don Nida, the Nirvi Dirat Taibis Ka'an, the Mitzvah Kenyan. He claims that our Taibis says a Chiddush, that the mitzvah is a kinyan. And since the kinyan is here, so there's no problem. Mitzvah bab avera, because einachinam you did an avera with the ma'isa bia, but there's no problem. Mitzvah bab avera. This is what he says. I had a tremendous problem with Rabbi Chaim. That he's going on Taisus. Taisus quotes the Gemara in Sochem. And he goofed asked on the Gemara in Sochem in his first line, it's about third line. So very nice, he answers Yibum. But the Gemara in Sochem has two other cases. Right, the Gemara Sochem has a kasha where the Gemara Ayin Beis with Beis. The Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara has Maishna Yibam the Kavim Mitzvah. Yishtal Nami Kavim Mitzvah. In other words, when you born your wife Anita Shagay, why are you chayiv a korban? You're called a mitzvah. What mitzvah? Pruvu.
Oh, no.
So the Gemara says, oh, Ishtamu Beretz. So there's no pruvu because she can't become pregnant. So they have a different kasha that there's a mitzvah of onda. Teretz shalabashas onda. There's certain times there's no mitzvah onda. Okay. So now, according to why can't you ask Rav Elchanan's kasha? What are you talking about? Mitzvah bar aveira. So prove who he answered, because the mitzvah is the result. But he said the mitzvah is the result of having the child. The kiyam mitzvah ain't idea beyond others upon him. But the Gemara asks from the mitzvah of Allah. The mitzvah no is not the children. The mitzvah no is the bia. So what's Rav Elchanan talking about?
Is it the bia per
maybe
se?
Or
is it the hana?
What? I mean,
is it onas l'sameach hasishto, no? That's what the Gemara describes it too.
Let me hear. No.
So in other words, the mitzvah by ona is the result of the wife being misameach. So that's ayidei bia.
Grumpy? But he said, you don't get a mitzvah because she wasn't happy.
Well, aren't you not supposed to be bold if she's like, well, yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't sound so right. But I would still agree with you people that the mitzvah is the result that you did a bia. In other words, the result that a bia was done to your wife. It's a good thing. It's a good result that a bia was done to her. She got a bia. Like I did Hashavas Aveda. I returned the Aveda. So I gave a bia to my wife. So that's a mitzvah ona. She's happy or not, that's her business. I have no control over her reactions, but I do my part. I gave her a bia. I gave her a bia, a mitzvah ona. So that's the result. I take a bia and I give it to her. She gets a bia. So that's a result. So there is no problem of mitzvah bab avera because the avera is a maisa and the mitzvah is the result. Right? Her, that's what you have to say. No?
Isn't it also on the ara, not the gemara bia? We always say the maisa.
There's no difference. Because then time you would argue with Abokhan, the avera is every second an avera. Yeah, there is a ara and the there is a gemar bia. Every part of the bia.
I'm saying when he already have to bring a carbon, right by the ara, right? Even if he stops right then, right?
Well, just the opposite. You're arguing with the gemara. The gemara says he should have to bring a carbon. The gemara is asking a kasha. Why don't we say that the guy that it's a mitzvah and therefore there's no carbon?
Right, so I'm saying that because that oina is happening even on the ara. It's not because of the result. Okay, I'm saying I'm
fine. I'm trying to show
it's not the result. Rebbe's trying to answer that result. I'm trying to say it's not the result. It's a goof on the mice itself.
The aura itself is a result.
That's not a result.
And there's a result that you gave her a bia.
That's
that mean nothing exists after the beer. There's nothing exists after the beer. By Yashavas Aveda, the person has an Aveda. She has back the mice that he lost. It's much more pashut the way Rebbe was learning originally. It's the beer itself, it's the satisfaction of the beer itself, is the mitzvah. What does she have afterwards? He gave her something. It's nothing. It all disappeared after the beer. She doesn't have anything after the beer.
I say, even on the Arad,
it makes no difference if it disappears. I gave her. I did it. There's a result. I gave her a bia. She received a bia. It disappeared, so it disappeared. But I did a result. I gave her a bia. She got for a second, she got a bia. So there was a result.
Why did Rebbe have a problem with saying that the Hanah is
the satisfaction of the bia? It's far, far more mistaver, isn't it? To say that it's the act of the beer, the hanor that she gets from the shas beer. That's the mitzvah hanor. What is the thing? Afterwards, she gets something afterwards.
Okay, maybe. So the difference is only, I hear. So maybe you're arguing with me. But I have an negia. What's my negia? Because.
Kashan or Ruchanan.
Yes. Because my recollection in Yavam is that not everyone agrees with Rav Ochanan that the mitzvah yibum is the kinyan. That sounds very radical. The mitzvah is the kinyan. The pashup shot is the mitzvah is the bia. The pashup shot, if you ask anyone in the street, what is the mitzvah to miyavim, your dead brother's wife? There's a mitzvah, the hokim shame, the hokim. How do you the hokim shame? You do a bia.
You know, Rabbi, how does
Rabbi Chanan understand the
pasuk says on a Pashut level, how does Rabbi Chanan understand Pesachim? How does Rabbi Chanan understand that there's no...
I'm saying, but Rabbi Glatz defending Rabbi Chanan, but I was asking that how do you understand, Mr. Rabbi Chanan, how do you understand why Bayona it's not a mitzvah bar b'aveira, because the mitzvah, you're giving her a bia. So why do you have a right? Why are you making this big chiddush in Yevamis? You know, if you're coming along, Rav Ochanan, and making this big chiddush that the mitzvah by Yibum is the kinyan, and therefore it's a result, and therefore there's no mitzvah bava veira.
1 second. So Let me
ask the question for the sake of clarity for everybody, please. So it's like, what's right? Why do we have to be so radical? Let's be the normal pshat that the mitzvah is the bia. The kinyan is a side benefit. It's just like after the bia, you're kind of the woman. You also yarshin the dead brother's property. Right, no one's gonna say that's the mitzvah to yarshin the property. That's a result. The Torah rewards the person who does yibum that he yarshins the dead brother's property. So pashut pshat is the Torah rewards the brother who does yibum that besides yarshining the property, he also koneh as a wife. That's what it sounds like by Rus, that if you do yibum, you get all of his property, including his wife and his property. I think it's almost like that's what it sounds like when you read Rus in the Pesukim. So that's not the mitzvah. You know, there is my Rus was different. It was Geula. Okay, it was a little different there. Take it back. But the mitzvah is to do, I would have said, if not for Rav Ochanan, the mitzvah is to do bia. The bia is hakamas shame. Even though we can have a bia shame, ruya, the banim, okay, that's a problem. But the maisa, somehow or another, the mitzvah is a bia. That's where you get your hakamas shame. The kinyan is a sign. Just like the Yerusha is a side thing, which comes nimeda. The kinyan comes from the mimeda. That's not the mitzvah. I, Rabbi Chanan, ask the kasha, why don't we say it's a mitzvah bava veira? The answer is pashut. Because just like by Ona, you don't say it's a mitzvah bava veira. Because the mitzvah is the result of giving the lady a bia. the lady is sad. I gave her a present. I gave her a present of a bia. So that's not a mitzvah bav avera, because there's a result there. I gave her something. There's a tangible. So by yibum, I did. I come ashamed. I had a bia with her. There was a mitzvah of somehow or another that bia is a.
But that bia was an avera
of I come ashamed. So
that bia was an avera.
I come ashamed. Then it's not a mitzvah bav avera. Because the mitzvah bav avera can only mess up a maisa, not a result.
How does Rebbe understand all the cases which according to Rabbi Chanan Chor work better, where it says a yibum works bein ba'inis bein baratzon, even if he's not, it comes up a whole case that says he gets the whatever it is, all different thing maisa. Sounds like as long as it happens, even if he didn't intend it to happen, whatever it was, he didn't do a maisa. He didn't even do a maisa, yet the yibum is chal.
Right. So.
So according to Rabbi Chanan, it makes sense because the kinyan is the mitzvah. So he did the kinyan.
How do you get the kinyan? Because you did a bia.
No, but even if you didn't do it, even if it was blindness,
you wouldn't get a kinyan. The reason why everyone agrees.
Even works even blindness. Even blindness it works, right?
Blindness is also a bia.
The Inkish a little das, no?
No, so it's I think it comes doesn't come up cases says it's the Inkish for his wife, and then there's the whole.
So obviously there's a bia here, so the bia is a fulfillment of the mitzvah. So you fulfill the mitzvah without your das, okay, fine. But I'm just saying that I don't understand Rabbi Ochanan, because if you understand Rabbi the Svara that by Ona, and maybe Rabbi Glad is arguing with me. But the way I was explaining this, Rabbi Elna, there's no mitzvah above Avera, because the mitzvah is the result. I'm giving her a bia. So why can't you say that by Yibam? The mitzvah is I'm giving my Yivama a bia. I'm giving her
by the Elna case.
How she has the potential of getting pregnant.
By the Elna case, is there no carbon because there's no Avera? One second, by the Ono case, let's say it was Ono, and therefore there should be no carbon. Does that mean it wasn't a mitzvah b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b- Why is there no carbon? The Pesachim is talking about a carbon, right?
Pesachim says that if you fulfill a mitzvah, there's no carbon.
What does that mean? How can you fulfill a mitzvah while you're doing a aveira? Forget everything else.
Kasha. Rabbi Chanan asks the kasha. You have to fulfill a mitzvah in order to get patted from the carbon. So the mitzvah is what patters you from the carbon. Factor of Ochanan, since it's a mitzvah of Aveira, then that invalidates the mitzvah. So there is no mitzvah to be to patter you from carbon. So he answers, because the mitzvah is the result. So I'm asking, I asked Rabbi Ochanan.
How does that, 1 second. So how does he understand that case? How does he understand if the mitzvah is the result, so the ma'aseh, he did an aveira.
So the mitzvah above aveira, where we explained it, doesn't mess up, it only messes up a mitzvah, that the mitzvah is a ma'aseh. But mitzvah above aveira does not mess up a mitzvah.
So it's not messed up. So it's not messed up.
But you still have
aveira, but it can't potter you from carbon.
What? So now you got
it. Can't potter you from carbon. It's not messed up because of mitzvah above aveira, but it can potter you from a carbon.
So they're right. So once you get a kia mitzvah, so now you have a mitzvah. So the mitzvah potters you from the carbon. So the question.
Even though it's a different mitzvah.
What?
Even though it's not the mitzvah.
It's at the same time. Yeah, right. This mitzvah caused a mitzvah and caused an aveira. So they path to you. So
what's the result by Oyna?
What?
What's the result by Oyna?
According to me? So I was saying the result is that she received a present. The present is she got a beer. The Torah wants of the woman to get a beer. It's good for a woman to get a beer. Normally it makes her happy. Sometimes it makes her grumpy, but that's how she takes it. But the Torah wants you to treat her like a wife, not to treat her like a slave, and therefore give her a bia. So a person with his wife, he gives her bia. So give your wife a bia. It's like giving your wife a kiss. So you're giving your wife a bia.
So you're the result. The result we're talking about.
And something of affection.
So the result is what she receives.
A result here. She received a kiss.
What's the equivalent by Yibum?
I would have said that there's an Isser to kiss Anita. But I would have said that that's not a mitzvah of Avera, because the mitzvah is to do the mice of kissing, and the Avera is to do the mice of kissing, and the mitzvah is to get the result that she got a kiss.
What's the equivalent to that by Yibum?
Mitzvah of Avera cannot deny that the result's here. And if you can't deny that the result's here, so then you automatically fulfill the mitzvah.
And by Yibum, what's the equivalent?
What?
What's the equivalent by Yibum?
Equivalent is by Yibum. By Yibum, there's no reason to say, like Rav Elchanan is saying, that the mitzvah is the kinyan, which is so radical. So, against, I think, the norm of Yevamis. You can say the normal pshat that the mitzvah is the bia. So why isn't there a problem a mitzvah above aveira? Teretz is because it's not the maisa bia. The mitzvah is giving her a bia. The mitzvah is giving her bia somehow or another brings about the hakim shein, even though it's a bia shein eroy lahayde. But somehow or another, this does a hakim shein in some manner, which I don't know, we don't know what that means. So giving her a bia, which gives her creates this potential of hakam shame, or the beginning of hasham shame, or the first step toward hakam shame, is a result. You brought her closer to hakam shame.
So I don't have a comparison to the case.
You accomplished something. It's what not like you just did a mice of shaking a lulav. There's a result here. The woman got a bia.
What's the result? How is that a result that she got a bia? If you're trying to be nice to your wife, you want to give her a kiss, you want to give her a chesed, I understand that the receipt of it, the fact that she got it, is the result.
There's a sichli to the mitzvah yibum. The mitzvah yibum is not because they want the man to do a maisa yibum. By lulav, the mitzvah is they want you to do a maisa of shaking a lulav. They don't want you to do a maisa yibum. They want her to receive yibum. The whole mitzvah of yibum is because she is needy, and therefore if she's needy, they want you to help her. So somehow or another, you are helping her by doing this action. It's very mistabra. The mitzvah of lulav, the lulav is not needy. The mitzvah is you gotta do a mitzvah of shaking lulav. It's good for you to do a mitzvah of shaking lulav. This mitzvah I'm not doing for my sake. This is a mitzvah of chesed. This is a mitzvah of helping her.
Now, what was helping your brother?
It's helping her, it's helping the dead brother. It's a huck and shame.
Rabbi,
the mitzvah is to help the dead brother. I should say.
Rabbi, so what would Rabbi say?
The Gemara says.
The dead brother. So if I'm helping the dead brother, then it's nothing to do with a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. It's the result. I'm doing in Shemayim, somehow or another, the dead brother gets nachas from this result that there's a bia done to his wife.
Well, wouldn't it be more stop that the result that would give him nachas would be either the kid or the actual kid?
That's a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah above Averis when you have results. And to me, the Gemara
does say there's a chiluk between b'shas ayna and not b'shas ayna. Right. Yeah. Either way, there's a bia, but there's a shas oyna. So there's a maila that toitzah is when the maisa is done. Bishas oyna is ain't a daima, and the physical is the same. But bishas oyna is a greater result than when it's not. Bishas oyna. Chanan, it has to be that the mice itself, by even the equivalent, is the total taitzah. The Hakim Shemachiv is the way we get to the end result. But I'm just showing you that that doesn't mean the mice itself are getting anything out, because it has to be in the Aina is the Mila. That's what the Mila is, that he gave it to her.
Down here. Obviously, it's not Bishas Aina. There's no Aina.
Doesn't the Gemara there ask?
There is a ma'aser bia. Below b'shas
if you ate matzah, it wasn't on beisach. It's nothing. If you did a bris mila on the first day, it's nothing. The mitzvah has to be on the day of the mitzvah. So no, if it's not b'shas no, it's meaningless. Of course, there's no mitzvah. It's not on the day.
It could be peruvu. It could be 100 mitzvahs. Doesn't the base of bia like that? Does it didn't b'shas no? There's no b'shas, so it doesn't mean
shas mitzvah. There's no mitzvah so no when it's not shas on no. You're talking about mitzvah so no. Mitzvah so no has to be b'shas on no.
I'm saying, but she could be happy still by her result, her physical result could be happy.
There's no difference if it's a result, but the result has to be on the day that we want that result. We only want that result on this day, not that day.
Exactly. So I'm saying that I'm showing that the physical is not what she's getting. It's that she's getting it on that time and the right, the richting is right.
Because it's a set time.
But so exactly. So the Hakam L'Shem Achiv is what the Torah wants through that vehicle at that exact way. It's not, I don't know what the Panini is Rebbe saying about something going on with the brother, with the wife. I don't know. I'm just saying that the regular stavra is that we want to get to that end result. The Gemara Bia goes to get the Puravu. The Gemara Bia goes to Hakim Shemachim. That result in that Maisa Mitzvah. Is she needy, not needy? I know these are different svaras. I don't know what Rebbe's saying. I'm saying, but I'm just saying there's a result over there, and there's a result that she gets the Maisa Bia B'Shas Aina. I don't know why Rebbe's going away from that pashtus.
Well, I'm sorry, you agree. You're saying I have a good question or not a good question? I'm saying that just like by Odah, Rav Chanan has to agree that there's no problem with mitzvah bar aveira. So he has to say that somehow or another, even though it's a bia, but it's not the ma'aser bia, it's the result of the bia. So even by Yibum, it's very logical. Why did the Torah make a mitzvah Yibum? Because the Torah wants bia. You don't want bia with your brother's wife. The Torah wants the Hakim Shem Le'Ochiv. The Torah wants this amazing thing, that Hakim Shem Le'Ochiv. The way you get the Hakim Shem Le'Ochiv is by having bia. So the bia brings about the result that the Torah wants. So when you do bia with a nida, you succeeded in bringing about the result that the Torah wants, and therefore, how can there be a mitzvah bar aveira? Whenever there's the aveira is a maisa, the aveira is not the result. The aveira is a maisa, having a maisa bia with a nida. And the mitzvah is the result that comes about from having this bia. So there's no dinner mitzvah bar aveira. So I don't see Rav Elchanan, why Rav Elchanan needs to be mechadesh, this radical chiddush. Okay, now he says he sees it from our time, this too. But I don't see it from our time. I don't know how he sees it from our
time. Rebbe would say that he shouldn't have to wait. He should, if she could wait 2 days, he shouldn't have to wait, because
Lamaise has to wait.
Why? According to Rabbi, this is a perfectly good mitzvah over here. He's doing mitzvah.
He's not allowed to do it. So of course he has to wait. He's a bum for not waiting. He's a rusher for not waiting.
The mitzvah Baba Vera.
It's definitely an Aveira. No one ever denies it's an Aveira. Since Ein Esei Doicha Lothe Sheish Bokaris, it's an Aveira. Rav Elchanan asked the Kasha, that was Rav Elchanan's Kasha. Since it's an Aveira, why don't we say it's a Mitzvah Bob Aveira?
So what's Rebbe saying to that? What's Rebbe's response to that? What's Rebbe's response to that?
My response is that Rav Elchanan tells us a Yisayim that we don't say Mitzvah Bob Aveira. Mitzvah is the result, and the Aveira is the Maisa. And just like by Onah, The mitzvah.
Rebbe, it's hard. It's really hard to hear this. Could you other people mute, please?
Yeah. So just like by Ona, the mitzvah is the result. So by Yibum, it's very logical. Mitzvah Yibum is probably a mitzvah ben adam lechavero. The mitzvah of Yibum is to do a chesed to your dead brother. So that's what the mitzvah is. It's not about you. It's about your dead brother. So there's a result. There's some kind of result by Yibum.
The way Rabbi is setting it up.
Why is it not mitzvah b'avira?
Because Rabbi Chanan says a yisayin that whenever you can split, that the mitzvah is the result and the avera is the maisa, we do not say.
That's Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi is arguing with the Ruchanan. Rabbi's arguing with the Ruchanan. No,
I'm arguing with Rabbi Chanan, and I'm saying that you could take Rabbi Chanan and agree with him, and give the same answer that he's saying without having to say that the mitzvah is a kinyan. The same structure that Rabbi Chanan says. Why is there no problem a mitzvah above avera? Because because the mitzvah is the mitzvah is the kinyan, and the avera is the maisa, and the kinyan is a result, and the mitzvah is a maisa, and there's no din mitzvah above avera because between a maisa and a result. So I'm saying even without going with Rabbi Chanan's chiddush that the mitzvah is the kinyan. The mitzvah is lahakim shame lahakim. The mitzvah is doing something to your brother. The mitzvah.
Why did Rabbi say he doesn't see it from Taisus? Well, my Taisus says the kinyan. So Taisus obviously holds that that's the result. That's the tatar.
Okay, we see it from Taisus. Well, that's a different question. But one thing at a time. Let's try and make one thing. Thank Rabbi Chanan, in order to answer this kasha, he says that the answer to this kasha is because the mitzvah is a kinyan. Okay.
Why does he have to wait? Rabbi didn't answer. Why does he have to wait if it's
Ain esay doicha lo tasei sheyesh bo kare.
But in the Maisa Bia, Rabbi's saying, right, it's not in the kinyan. He could see it in the Maisa Bia. That I say over here, there is still a mitzvah. There is not called a mitzvah of Avera. Rabbi Chanan is asking, it's a mitzvah of Avera. It's not.
To say the difference between the Maisa and the Torah.
No one's, the Gemara Pesachim didn't say it's not an Avera. The Gemara Pesachim just says that you don't have to bring a korban, but it's still an Avera. Sometimes you do an Avera and you have to bring a carbon, and sometimes you do an Avera and you don't have to bring a carbon. The Gemara in Pesachim admits that it's an Avera because you were supposed to wait. So you weren't supposed to do the Yibam, even if you let's say you know for sure she's a Nida. You're not supposed, you call up your rabbi. My Yavama fell to me, is she a Nida? What should I do? He'll tell you it's Usher Gomer. For you to do Yibam, you gotta wait. So if you decide not to wait, of course you're over in Avera. But you're not getting Kare, you're not getting a Korban, even though you did an Avera, you might be even Chayiv Kareis. But Korban, by Shage, there's no Korban when you did a mitzvah at the same time as the Avera.
Rebbe, he's asking from Sukkah that if there's an Avera and there's a mitzvah, it's deraisa, it doesn't work. That's what he shows from Sukkah.
Wait. So Rabbi Chanan asked the kasha that the thing that takes off the korban, not the aveira. The aveira is there. You gotta do tshuva. Comes Yom Kippur, you're gonna have to clap out chet. But the Gemara says there's no korban because you got a mitzvah. Frek Rabbi Chanan, why do you have a mitzvah? That mitzvah is pasul because it's mitzvah above avera. That's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. So Rabbi Chanan answered, because the mitzvah is the result and the avera is a maisa. Fine. So I think that's a beautiful answer. I'm just saying, but I don't know why did Rabbi Chanan have to say that the mitzvah is the result because you're getting a kinyan, which is so radical. That the mitzvah, go ask anyone on the street, what's the mitzvah yibam? I don't think anyone who, you ask anybody in the street, The mitzvah yibam is making a kinyan. The mitzvah yibam is abia with the woman. That's the mitzvah. The man.
Doesn't the pasuk also say the kachal isha? Like that's my, the pasuk is not that part of the mitzvah is the kinyan because it says yavo le kachal isha. So no.
Obviously, Rabbi Ochanan is not crazy. I understand, but it's not. I don't see why you can prove it from this question. Rabbi Chanan is basically saying that this question proves this yisite. It's my recollection. Maybe I'm wrong because, you know, I know my memory is not so good, that they're not everyone, that there are people that do not agree with this. There are people that say, like I was saying, that the kinyan is just a sign. It's a mimeda. Just like I'm saying the kinyan is in the chasim. The kinyan, no one ever is going to say that the kinyan, that the yavim garshin, the property of the dead brother, that's part of the mitzvah. That's a result of the mitzvah. So I'm pretty sure that many people say that the Gemara's lashon is isha hiknin lo min hashamayim. So my recollection, maybe I'm wrong, is that the people learn isha hiknin lo min hashamayim as a reward for doing the mitzvah. First, you do the mitzvah. You're such a good tzaddik. You're such an amazing guy. You did a mitzvah. You know what? We're going to reward you. You know how we're rewarding you? Isha hiknano min hashamayim. That's what
I would, Rebbe.
Rebbe, there's a very
Without saying that's Rebbe's question.
There's a very easy way to answer Rebbe's question. The svara that Rebbe said that the maisa is the bia and the toitzah is she got a bia. That sounds like a very, very thin wall of difference between the maisa and the totzah.
Right, to beautiful. Like
the other chaver was saying that there's a maisa is the bia and the totzah is the hana or something else. But to say the maisa is the bia and the totzah is receiving the bia, that's just looking at the same maisa from two different.
The reason why the mitzvah is a bia is because somehow or another the Torah feels that bia gives the hakam shame. So the mitzvah is a totzah of hakam shame.
What about in the case of ono?
Right.
How do you separate then the mice and the result to be the two separate things?
The Rabbi Chaim also separates it there. The Rabbi Chaim has to separate there. So I'm saying that's my raya. That over there, yeah, even though they're both in the bia, but you have to say, even if you say like Rabbi Glad, there's the aver is a mice of bia, and the mitzvah is the result of the bia.
So okay, the Hanoi, you can kind of separate.
Why can't you say the Maisa? They're the mitzvah to give your wife a bia.
I gave her the Maisa bia.
I'm doing a Maisa bia. It's nothing to do with the lady per se. The Avera is I'm not allowed to do a bia with Anita. So the Avera is I'm doing a Maisa Bia. The Mitzvah is I'm giving her a gift of Bia. Those are two separate things. There's a giving her a gift of Bia, which you cannot deny. The gift was given to her. She got the gift. Just like you can't deny there was a bris milah done. You can't deny that Hashem's Aveda was done. You can't deny that she received this gift.
The Avera is you, not her.
You know, a Kohen with a Grusha. According to some people, it's a Kiveger as a Shaida. If a Kohen is a Bia with a Grusha, the Kohen's over in Avera, she over in Avera. So if you say she's not over in Avera, it's not relevant. The Avera is your Cheshbon. You're not allowed to have bia with a grusha. So you're doing an avera because you're doing this bia. You're having bia with a nida. You're having bia with a grusha. But you're doing a mitzvah by giving her. She's the star of the mitzvah. She receives a bia. That's the mitzvah that I brought about that she receives. So if I do it, a mitzvah don't know, a Kohen does a mitzvah don't know with a grusha. He married a grusha. He did kedusha into a grusha. And now he does mitzvah don't know. So the avera is that he is having bia with a grusha, and he's being mechadel the kedushas kahuna. The mitzvah is he gave his wife a bia. They have nothing to do with each other. And one's a mitzvah, a ma'aseh, and one's a result.
It's a little radical to say they have nothing to do with each other.
They have nothing to do with each other. The fact that they're close is very beautiful. I told the guys in my share today that there's, you say one person, you want to split. One guy got a 0 on the test and one guy got a 99. Wow, tremendous difference. But you're going to also have to split that one guy got a 64.9 and one got a 65. It's also a difference. There are lines. Not a, there's always going to be a dake-dakis line splitting two things. So this is the Rav Chanan makes a split between a maisa and a result. So sometimes the split is, you know, a million miles apart, and sometimes they're close. But this
can I give a teretz for Rav
In defense of Rav Chanan,
Rav Chanan can understand Ono very simply. When someone does a mitzvah Ono, the bia is not the mitzvah of Ono. One of the things, a part of the mitzvah Ono, is to have bia with his wife. After he has bia with his wife, he was mekayim the mitzvah of Ono. So that's very clear where you can
no
say
the Ono. No way you mitzvah Ono without doing bia.
Yes, you can. You can. That's part of the mitzvah Ono. That's part of the mitzvah Ono. One of the things is he can do other things. He can speak nice words to her. There are other things he can do that aren't. But the point is, he has a mitzvah Ono.
I don't know if he does the mitzvah Ono by saying good morning.
Whatever it is.
I don't think so. The mitzvah is having a bia.
That's not my point. My point is, after he does the mitzvah bia, he was mekayim the mitzvah. After he does the bia, he was mekayim the mitzvah no. So there's clearly not that the maisa bia is itself its thing. It's innately a separate thing. He was mekayim the mitzvah no after through doing bia or after the bia, whatever it is.
It's not with the bia.
It's not that. Let's say she didn't. One second. Let's say she didn't enjoy that particular time. He's still mekayim the mitzvah. Because yeah. it's not the maisa mitzvah that it's not the maisa bia.
It's yicholus for him to do. Acting like a husband and wife is the mitzvah. So there is a mitzvah.
But it's not the actual maisa bia. As opposed to Yibum, where Yibum, the general assumption with Yibum is there's the actual Maisa Bia that's doing it. And therefore, that's going to be a problem of a mitzvah, blah, 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 because the actual Maisa Mitzvah. And therefore, Rav Chanan says it must be that this Kenyan afterwards, because normally when you assume the Bia, it's the actual Maisa, as opposed to Ona, where it's not the actual Maisa Bia, it's the fact that he had Bia with his wife, so he gets the mitzvah Ona. That's very clear that it's a separate thing that you could say it's not mitzvah, blah, 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 blah.
If you hear that difference, I think they're very similar. I don't understand Rav Chanan. Why Rav Chanan had such a problem?
Couldn't Rav Chanan point to the pasuk by even it says Yivam Yavo Lukachlo Leisha? So you could say it's mashed from the pasuk that either the Maisa is the mitz is if either the mitzvah is the Maisa be itself or if it's the result. The pasuk describes the result of Lukachlo Leisha, so that would have to be that means the Kenyan. And it's mashed from the pasuk that way. Ona, it makes sense because the whole mitzvah of Ona is to. You're certain things to the wife, so Ona's one of them. So, but by even the way the pasuk describes it is mashma, but that it's not just the result of the bia being done in a vacuum. It's the fact that lukach lul ish vivma.
But doesn't the pasuk also say la'akim shem la'akim?
That's the next pasuk. But when the pasuk describes the mitzvah itself, it's vav yavul lukach lul ish vivma. Then it says the next pasuk
ha'yav b'chor shakele. This has a ramification that it's la'akim shem. So is it?
Yeah, but that's the next pasuk.
That the bia is not It's not per se the bia. It's the result of the bia, is the mitzvah. It's because this bia brings about. Why is this bia mitzvah?
Because the Torah says l'kachal lo leisha. So that's part of what's that the Torah describing the mitzvah as including in the description of the ma'isa mitzvah in the pasuk is and she becomes and you take her to be your wife. So. That's the Kenyan. Oh, okay. So Rav Chanan say it's matched with the pasuk that the result is not
only the mitzvah is a Kenyan because of the pasuk. That I hear, but assuming the mitzvah is not the Kenyan, assuming that, that so then I don't
then it should just be the Yavola. That's the mitzvah itself.
The mitzvah is a bia. The mitzvah
it says Yavola. That's what the Torah says. Zahu.
Yeah, but it's because it's
that's the next pasuk. How come change the next pasuk?
You have to use your seichel. It's bia to her because it's giving her something because it's lahakim shame because the mitzvah. The mitzvah is you're doing chesed to the dead brother. It's a hakam.
Yeah, but the hakamas shame in the pasuk only happens i.e. the fact that you also it's not just the bia, but it's the fact that it's a bia lokach lo isha too. There's no hakamas shame without that. So then mehecha tesi that you can make the split that the mitzvah this kind rak al yedei the bia without like completely separating the part about you taking over the marriage too. Like who says that exists? The Torah that the mitzvah is only just be a ba'alma and there's like already whatever this kaima to be and that's not that you need the barrage.
I remember my bikiyas. There's a shaila. You have to start, you know, you have to start having bikiyas. The shaila, does Yibam need Adam the Kiyam Adabir? You know, ain't Davash Erepachos Mishnayim. You want to marry a woman, you need Adam the Kiyam Adabir. So does Yibam need Adam Nekiyam Adaber? So it doesn't seem to say that Yibam needs Adam Nekiyam Adaber. We don't definitely doesn't need Rodson, right? I feel Bamba Ines Bamba Rodson.
Is there a chuvah like Rashba says in Pritzas Gadol Mizu by having Adam for Yibam?
Yeah, but okay, so you have Hayden Yichud Hayden Debia.
Yeah,
but do you need that by Yibam? Do you need the Hayden Adam Yichud Hayden Debia? So. It could be something, you know, this, and I sure I can't trust my memory, but I think someone said that if you do Yibam without Adim, so you did Yibam, but you don't get the Kenyan. I think there's such a sheet out there.
What if he has in mind not to be Kaina?
You can't have not a Madika. You can't.
Why?
It's Bal Korcho.
Against her will.
Baby Rodson. So you're kind of automatically, but it could be, I have a vague recollection, which I do not know if it's true, that if there's no Adam Nekim Adaber, to get a Chalais Kinyan, you need always need Adam Nekim Adaber. That's Ein Davar Shebi'er V'Bachos Mishnayim. You can't create a Chalais Kinyan without Adam. So you could theoretically, I'm just answering Aaron's question, theoretically, could you have a Maisa Yibam without a Kinyan? So I think that there's people that say such a thing. Can we do manic? Anyway, let me just go step back for a second because it's Mamish 57. The question is, he said this arrived from Artaxis. Now, I don't see anywhere arrived from Artaxis. Artaxis just says, quotes the Gemara in Psachim, that says, the Ka'avin Mitzvah, Mashma Tekonila. So why does that mean that the Mitzvah is a Kenyan? If, let's say you say it my way, that the Kenyan is a derivative of the mitzvah. I say it that Isha Hiklelo Min HaShemayim, that whenever you do a mitzvah, the Torah gives you a Kenyan. So that also is Mashmah. The thing that says you get a mitzvah, Mashmah Kanile. Doesn't say the mitzvah is the Kenyan. If there's a mitzvah, there's a Kenyan. Right.
Well,
I just want to show off my Bikiyas. You have a machlokes. If you, those people who remember in Simen Lamed Dawid in Chayshe Mishpat, it's a machlokes Ksais and Nesivas. This exact Chakir that we're arguing about. There's a din that when the Ganav steals, he gets a Kenyan Geneva. Right? The Ganav gets a Kenyan Geneva. So I don't remember who held what. It's a machlokes Ksais and Nesivas. But one held that the Kenyan is a result of the fact that you did the Aveira. And the other one is the Kenyan is what makes the Aveira. Right? That was a Machlokes Sleis and Nesivos. Does the Kenyan is because you're kinda, that's the Maisa Geneva. The Geneva is not just taking it out of the person's physical rishus. The Aveira is making the Kenyan. So first you're kinda. And now that you're kinda, you get the Aveira. That was one shita. I don't remember who. If anyone remembers, but that's Excites and Nesivas. I don't remember. But he said that the Aveira is a Kenyan. And the other person said, no, The Aveira is the taking out of his Rishus. The fact that you did Aveira, therefore, the Torah punishes you in a Kenyan, because the Kenyan is what makes you Chayiv, right? Even if an Aimis happened. So the Kenyan is, in that case, is not a reward, it's a punishment. So it's the same exact Chakira. Is first the Aveira and then the Kenyan, or first the Kenyan and then the Aveira? Same thing here. First the mitzvah, and because you got a mitzvah, therefore you get the Kenyan, or the Kenyan is what makes the mitzvah.
What would Rebbe say about the Rosh? The Rosh is Lashin. If the Rosh is saying the same mitzvahs, is the Rosh helping Rebbe or helping Rebbe Chana? Rosh says, Alma Mashma, the Kanila, in Bo'ilel. That's the Lashin of Rosh. Does that help Rebbe Chana or does it help Rebbe?
I don't think it helps either, because I'm saying that all it just means is that they're interlinked, they're inseparable. That if you have a mitzvah, you get a kinyan. But it doesn't mean because that's the mitzvah. It's because that's a result of the mitzvah. It's an inseparable thing. The mitzvah and the kinyan are inseparable.
So why is it relevant? Why does Tosfos need it?
That's tamakasha. No matter what you say, that's a kasha, which we I think that's what we asked yesterday or 2 days ago. I don't remember. Yesterday. That's a big question in the sugya. Why does Tosfos and the Rosh become so fixated on the kinyan?
Because they want to say she's a bas yibum, whatever a bas yibum means. So that means bas yibum.
But if once it says you're kind of the mitzvah, logically that means bas yibum.
If you do the mice, that means you're bas yibum.
That was what I think we asked. Yeah, I think we asked that. But the mitzvah, I'm just focusing on the Rav Chanan's riot. Tosfos says if it says you're mekayim the mitzvah, then we know for sure you're kind of. So Rav Chanan says that means that Tosfos holds that the mitzvah is a kinyan. So ani lo yodea. Why does it mean the mitzvah is a kinyan? Maybe it means the kinyan is inseparable from the mitzvah. The mitzvah, kinyan, and the mitzvah are synonymous. Now Rav Chanan brings another raya from Tosfos later. Okay, that might be a better raya. He brings from Tosfos Daf Chav that Divrei HaMaaretz go Atu. Okay, that may be.
Why would it then be mashma that it's kinda? If Rebbe says it's inseparable, it wouldn't be mashma. Because it has to be that way.
First of all, the word mashma is the most people learn. It's not mashma because it's debatable. It's because it's mashma because you can learn Pshat and Sochem like Tosfos and Sochem, which Chlau says you don't fulfill the mitzvah. So it's not conclusive in Sochem that you fulfill the mitzvah. So
that's not what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, Mashma de Kanila in Bo'ilel Hilkuch Mikri Shaper Oilu Leibim. He says it very straightforward. El Mali Mashma, he says, El Mali Mashma de Kanila in Bo'ilel Hilkuch Mikri Shaper Oilu Leibim. The Kenyan, the fact that the Kenyan, it's Mashma, the Kenyan works, is Mashma, it's Eliyahu. And this is a secondary proof. He first says the proof is because of the fact that you can do Chalitza. The fact that you can do Chalitza, the Rosh says, that's a simon that she's considered Eliyahu, because Eliyahu are Chalitza. And he brings the proof from the fact that a Muberis, you can't do Chalitza, but Anita, he says you can't do Chalitza. And then he says, you can even say maybe because of the fact that, so Lechore, he's not saying it's Pashit that the Kenyan works. He's saying it's Mashma the Kenyan works. Because if the Kenyan works, then she's a Bas Yibum. You can't say, if the Kenyan works, you can't say she's not a Bas Yibum. If the fact is, if he does the Maisa with her and it works, so she's obviously a Bas Yibum. You can't say she's not a Bas Yibum.
So what do you want to say? You want to say that Rav Chanan, that Rosh is a Raja Bapan?
I'm saying that it sounds very clear that the Rosh is learning the Kenyan as being important points.
Important
point. Whether she's concerned about Sibu.
I don't know if it means, I think it could be a Simen or a Sibu. I don't know if it's so clear. Okay, let me stop you. Okay, Yeshikaya, you can't wear an Arizona sweatshirt anymore.
It was a chalice. I did the Kenyan when I was in Arizona. Besides, I have to remind the people here in Cleveland where I'm from.
Okay.
Although Rabbi should know that one person in Cleveland commented about it already. He said that he made such
Arizona tea in New York too.
What?
Arizona tea is in
That's
New
what
York
this tea. Is. This is actually only an Arizona tea shirt. It's not Arizona State. It's Arizona tea.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, that's what's there for you. Okay, I get you. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much,
Rabbi. Thank you, Rabbi. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Rabbi.